Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. Let me fix my glasses so I'm not glaring at you. We are celebrating Valentine's Day this evening because next week will be the day after Valentine's Day for In the Psychic Flow. So we are bringing messages from heaven from your favorite Valentine on the other side. So that's our plan for this evening. Thank you for joining me in the Psychic Flow. I am your host, Carol Ann Carey. What else can we say? We have a big audience. Oh, Reverend Tiffany, thank you so much for all the analytics that you did for us. I just want to mention Goldilocks Productions has grown so much over the last 5 years. And Tiffany had to remind me, I've been with Goldilocks for 5 years now. I can't believe it. And it's grown so much. And we are in so many different countries. And if you're joining us from outside the United States or even in the United States, wherever you're joining us from, let us know. And good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whatever time it is that you're watching us. So we are Eastern Standard Time here, and I am in Sarasota, Florida. We have a big, so thank you, Tiffany, for all the work that you did. Really proves how what a wonderful job Tiffany has done to bring Goldilocks up into the limelight. So we're enjoying it. We're reaping the benefits. Thank you so much. Big audience on Rumble. Thank you for joining us on Rumble. We really appreciate you. You're watching us also live on YouTube, on my Facebook page, Psychic Medium Carol Ann Carey, on Twitter, Psychic Medium Carol Ann Carey, Rumble in the Psychic Flow, YouTube in the Psychic Flow. We are uploaded to BitChute probably by tomorrow or so. We are on every audio platform, I believe. So if you are joining us listening and not watching, that's okay. We will strive to keep you informed and feeling as part of the audience this evening. So let me say hello to a few people who are joining us. Let's see, Richard Robert Myers. Kavita was on first tonight. Hello, how are you? And Lee, how you doing there? Ruth Saltman is on. Wonderful. And hopefully we'll have more people joining us. Usually they wait till they like to do is wait till I get. Oh, Robert's from Pennsylvania. Thank you so much. And usually they wait till 8:30 to jump on and then I'm scrambling. So I think they like to see me scramble. I don't know. So tonight we're going to try to get some messages from the other side. And if you have someone in mind, you know, put it in the comments. We will have a, Thank you, Reverend Tiffany. That's very much nice of you. Yeah, I thought I was going to, I didn't know whether to wear this hair or blonde hair. I wasn't sure, but I thought this would go. Okay. So let's see what else. Oh, if you would like to support the show, donate to the show, you are welcome to do that. You are under no obligation to do that. But if you'd like to do that, you can do it on YouTube with a super sticker. Those people that donate, the show hosts, we take them first, all the show hosts. We give them a little bit of an extra message, like I may pull a card for them instead of just doing, you know, a psychic reading or a spirit message. And we do that just to say thank you. And we appreciate every single one of you. So if you would like to support the show on Rumble, you can do that via my Venmo account, which is Carolan-Carey, Carolan-Carey. You're welcome to do that. Otherwise, you can certainly support the show by hitting the like button while you're waiting for a reading or before you leave, exit the chat room tonight. That would be great. We appreciate that. All of that helps our shows very much. So we would love to have your support. Thank you so much. Now we have a lot of people probably missing loved ones. And, oh, thank you, Lee. It's not my hair, but thank you. Thank you. I wish it was. I'm trying to grow my hair out. That's why I'm experimenting. And my daughter is wearing wigs, so I accompanied her. Of course, hers are much are top shelf and mine are not. But anyway, I just do that so she felt she had company. We had a lovely time wig shopping and going out to lunch. So she enjoyed herself and she is looking much better. Her chemo tonight was delayed because of her lab work. She was low in neutrophils, I think. So they have to skip a week. We'll see how she does next week. But that's okay because her birthday is this weekend. And if she has chemo today, then usually Friday, Saturday, she might not be too good. She's on a new medication for nausea, but you never know. So it's her birthday weekend. And she wanted to go out, take her new hair out with her husband and get treated special. So I'm glad that that worked out for her anyway. She's about halfway through her chemo treatment. So, all right. So that's enough of her. And love you, hon. And let's see. Okay, really need a read. Lee really needs a reading. Oh, Ruth, thank you so much. I'm so sorry that I did not join anybody's show this week. I don't know what is wrong with me, to be honest. I have been, sometimes I fall asleep like early and then I'm up at like 2:30. Like this morning I was making leek and potato soup at 5 a.m. I mean, I must need my head examined. So then I went back to bed. I did a few things and I went back to bed and then out like a light and the lawn guy showed up. So that was the end of that. So I had to go out and direct them for a few things. So that was the end of my nap. But anyway, that's that. So we have a lot of people, I'm sure, in heaven that we miss and we'd like to give them a welcome and appreciate if they could deliver a message, bring a message to us and I will deliver that for you. Let me see. I have a little saying. I feel like I'm supposed to be reminding you of something. Do we have, I missed Tuesday VIP show. I'm so sorry that I missed that. I was out and I had to go drop my girlfriend is back. A friend of mine is back from up north visiting her family. And I've been taking her a few places. Hi, Carol. And I was out Tuesday and I didn't even think. Hi, Angie. Oh, aren't you nice? Flattery will get you everywhere. She's like, Carol Ann, you look lovely. May I please get a brief insight into the man I marry, currently single? Okay. We'll see what we can do. We're trying to bring in messages tonight from loved ones, but you never know what's going to happen. So I will see what I can do. Okay. So let me start with, I'm going to start with the first person that joined us, which I think was Kavita tonight. Kavita is right on there. Let's see. I'm trying to do messages from loved ones. Marsha, hi. Marsha Culver is watching from Rumble. Oh, thank you, Ruth. Hi, Marsha. Nice to see you on here. Thank you so much. Angie. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Let me take this question. Before I get to Kavita, thanks for joining us. Kavita, I'll be right with you. May I please get a brief insight into the man I marry, currently single? Okay, currently single. So you don't have anybody in mind. Okay. You know, I'm seeing someone in my mind that looks, I would say, is like of a Scottish or Irish or British descent, because, or a mix of that, or something like that, because his skin is very fair and freckled. And amazingly, what I'm seeing are his legs. I don't know why, but that's what I'm getting. And I have a gentleman wearing shorts, and he's what I'm seeing is like from the knee down. And he's got freckly legs. So you can tell when he goes out in the sun. He does go out in the sun. He probably gets red and eventually tans, but he gets a lot of freckles. So I have somebody like that. And I feel like tennis. I feel like that he likes to play tennis outside or handball, something like that. And I also get something about authors. So I don't know if he is an author or if he represents authors, but or book, something about that. Okay, and he likes the jacuzzi. Okay, and I see him in a warm climate. Like, could either be here in Florida, could be the Mediterranean, it could be California, could be the Carolinas, someplace warm, or Myrtle Beach, something like that. Nice seashore. And as I look up at him, his hair is short. It's reddish blonde. He has light eyes. He's athletic built, tallish. Funny kind of guy. Funny guy. Has a lot of good friends. And I feel like he just broke up with somebody. So that's what I get for you. I'm wondering, Angie, if you know this person or not. So let me get back to our messages today. And I have something to read for you guys. Thanks, Angie, for joining the show. Hope that makes sense. Okay. Here's a Valentine for our loved ones in spirit. Valentine's Day in heaven. You're spending Valentine's Day in heaven. And we are so far apart. I think about you every day. And you are inside my heart. The love I have for you is never ending. You mean more than you'll ever know. So I'm sending hugs up to heaven to let you know I don't want you to go. You are my special angel. I miss you more than words can say. I'm cherishing your memory and sending love for you Valentine's Day. So that's to our loved ones in spirit. How's that? All righty. Carol. You're welcome, Angie. A couple of people passed away. Were dear to me. Okay, will do, Marsha. Okay, let me get back up to the beginning. And the first one I had on was Kavita. So Kavita, you know, the feeling that I get on the other side, Kavita, is the concern is more for your parents than for you. Sorry. And they're laughing. And I believe this would be your grandmother. I have this short little beautiful lady. A very petite little thing. Who is very into, as I think I visited with her before. Like setting up a little memory or altar, memory garden or something. There's fruit, there's flowers, there's incense kind of feeling. This is always, she keeps that going all the time for prayers from heaven. There's concern, and there's also a gentleman over there as well. And I don't know if that's your father's brother, your uncle. Not sure yet. to the gentleman over there. And they're sending best wishes to your parents. I feel it's the parents' family, your parents' families, both sides. And concern for dad and concern for mom. So a lot of love for both of them. And I still have, I wonder who this is for. I kind of have a feeling this is for Robert. So I'm going to hold on to this scene that I'm seeing. Let me get back to Kavita's parents. A lot of love and honey. Something with honey. So I don't know if there's a baked specialty with honey. Or nuts and honey, or cookies drizzled with honey. Something with honey, Kavita. It's like old school. It's for special. It's for someone you love. Honey is like part of this recipe. It's drizzled on top, something like that. And I feel like they're like wafers or something. So you're getting that from heaven for you. And the message I'm also getting from her, apart from concern for your parents or love for your parents, is like there's no time to waste, Kavita. I kind of want to say to you, there's no time to waste. So I'm wondering what project it is that you're putting off. And I feel that this is March and April. Something comes up March, another opportunity, March and April, February, March, April. So these 3 months, some opportunity comes up. And I think it's a career or your secondary, your art career. Kavita is also a fabulous artist as well as a clinician. So thank you, Kavita, for joining the show. I hope you can take that message. Okay, let me see where I am. I think I'm on to Robert. Come over. Watching full screen here is... Oh, thank you, Lee. Thank you. Let me get to Robert. Good, because I'm trying to grow mine out, and I wish it would look like this, but it doesn't. Right now, it's sort of reddish. I have not dyed it for months, and it's growing out. And so I have, like, white on the sides. Not even gray, like white. And in the back and some on the top. So, whatever. It's like, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to let it grow out, see what happens. Thank you, Kavita. Kavita says I look lovely in red. Thank you very much. Sorry, guys, that you have to listen to all the compliments, but I'll take them. Thank you. Okay. Let me get to Robert. Robert is from Pennsylvania. Thank you for joining us, Robert, as always. What am I doing for Robert? Let's see. Robert, do you remember this? I think it was you. Do you have someone, you said your dad hasn't passed, but you're like sort of a guardian or godfather or someone that you looked up to that has passed, that gentleman. Did he have the radio going on in the garage, or like at a workbench? I have an old kind of radio here. And it's in the garage. And while he's working on things, the music is playing. And I feel like it kind of could be a 50s maybe radio station. I know when I lived in New Jersey, my second husband would listen to a station that was totally oldies. And that was what in the 90s. I was married to him in like... He passed away in what, 93? So like 90, I think I'm 89, I married him, I forget. And he would have, this radio station was famous for just playing oldies. This is the kind of music I hear coming out of this kind of older radio. Really old, looks like this, plastic. Small, about this big. With the dial in the middle. And I can hear him working on things in the garage. I'm wondering if he did any woodwork. Like, what is that? Starts with whittling? I don't know. Let's see, what else do we have from him? So I have that. So I don't know if that's the Valentine we're looking for exactly, but he's coming in. Your mother says to me that I have her hair, and I agree. I feel like your mother hair looks similar to this, and it was always done, and that's the way she rolled. Her hair was done, and she looked lovely. I feel she's a very practical person. And I feel good with money, although I think you said she was a retired housewife, actually. But I feel that there was something about management, or she, you know, was able to handle money well, or the situation well. And so, and she's giving me the color blue, blue stocking. She said blue stocking. Is she talking about like a pedigree of a person, or she's with the blue stockings, or I'm not sure what that means. What's going on in heaven with you, Mom? She's happy Valentine's Day. Oh, and I'm supposed to tell you. I did pull this card. Crococus Mia, feelings of love. So I had pulled this card before the show started. And I figured this was for you because you're usually the first one on. You weren't tonight, but this is for you. And it says feelings of love. So I'm supposed to remind you of that. Robert, feelings of love coming for you. And I also have something about quicksand. I don't know what that means. Does she mean like quicksand building something? Quicksand stepping into it, sinking into quips. I don't know what that means, but she's feeling rather perky. Well, and I think back in the day, I don't know if she danced with your father, but I feel like she had sisters maybe. And I feel like they kind of were, what do you call it? Is it jitterbug? I don't want to date her older than she is, but I feel like that kind of dancing, like 40s. So that's what she's doing on the other side. She wants to remind you of that, that she's doing very well. Thank you, Robert, for joining us tonight. Okay. We have the lovely Ruth Saltman with us tonight. Ruth is a show host, and her show is on Transformational Souls on last night, Wednesday evenings. Ruth is a resident author here. She shares her spirituality and wisdom with us, and her intuitiveness. Her website is ruthsaltman.com. Please check that out. I think, of course, I would have your grandmother. I think you would have to agree. She's probably one of your more popular people over there. Very happy about coming in all the time. She comes in with a pie, and she's the only, I may have gotten this before. She's the only person I know. Now there's a few over there that do this. Their pies were the lattice work on the top. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, sorry, my glasses are like, my wig's getting to me. The lattice work on it is like perfect, and it's a red filling. So I feel like it's either rhubarb, strawberry, cherry, something like that. And this is what she shows me. So that's what she is giving to you for Valentine's Day, because it's red. And she talks about, she had this lovely, oh God, I missed that. It was a rambling rose. And usually they're pink. We had one when I was growing up in North Salem, New York. They were there when we moved in, these rose bushes. And they're ramblers. And they would kind of like tumble all, you know, kind of grow all over the place. And they had this lovely pink rose. I've tried to duplicate that with some pink roses here, but they are not doing anything. And I've had them 4 years. So I think I'm going to have to cut them back and try them. Maybe it's the wood on them is too old or something. I got to do something with them. But I was trying to duplicate that feeling. It always reminds me of like a fairy rose. So she is showing me that. I feel that she had this alongside the house. They grew up alongside the house or the porch. So I'm kind of getting that picture there, Ruth. And she says, when she goes, she is saying that, I'm getting the impression from her that you remind her of her, because what your attention to detail and how you handle things, Ruth, how you do things is very well orchestrated, is what she's trying to say. Does that make sense? It's like, there we go. Not perfectionism, but that you give it your best shot. That's what she's saying. And a lot of attention to detail. So she's very happy to be here this evening. And she wishes you the best of luck. I know you're working really hard on something. So she says, she is with you. Thank you very much. Okay, great. Thank you, Ruth. Angie, Robert, Ruth. Okay, where are we? Kavita, we got you. Ruth Saltman, Kavita, Lee. Oh, Lee. Lee, hi. How are you? You know, before the show started, I was getting a funny little Valentine. Does that belong to anyone? There were a lot of people that sang that. And I did look it up. I wanted to see who the first... Whoops. Okay, not that. Here it is. All the people that sang it. Chet Baker wrote My Funny Valentine. So I don't know what year that was. It's really cute. My Funny Valentine, Sweet Comic Valentine. You make me smile with my heart. So beautiful. And Frank Sinatra sang that. Ella Fitzgerald, Barry Manilow. Quite a few people. Beautiful song. Great song. So if that belongs to anybody, let me know. Okay. Lee. I get Will of the Wisp. I don't know what that means. Will of the Wisp. Are they saying Will of the Wisp? Are they saying Willow of the Wisp? Is this a child's book or something? Also, I want to know, Lee, do you have a dad in spirit or a father figure, like a dad, granddad? I have an older gentleman here. And he's, I feel he's kind of familiar. I wonder if I have the wrong grandpa. I have a gentleman here who feels kind of stocky or portly. Would that be dad or granddad? Feel very fatherly to you. And I want to say, do get the word princess. I do feel very fatherly towards you, Lee. And I want to say, he's talking about how beautiful you have become. Of course, a lot of love to you and everything. He wants to say love to you and everything that you do. My impression is he's saying everything that you, Lee, do is sprinkled with a little love and kindness. Everything that you do. So he wants to thank you for that. He wants to say how proud he is. I wonder if you would recognize him. Is this your dad or granddad? So let me know. Thank you very much, Lee. Let me see. And you needed a reading. What you needed a reading about? Lee, I'm kind of getting, if I am you, I'm halfway one way and halfway the other way. And I don't know which way to go. I'm like at a crossroads. Do you get that? Uncle Charlie, I'm not sure about the person with the radio. Okay. Ruth Saltman says, my grandma made those pies. And my grandma had those roses too. Well, thank you very much. She's a great communicator. That's why her messages are pretty detailed, because she's very good at this. So thank you very much. Hi, Robin. You're on Rumble with Marcia. Good. Yes, I can. I'm going to get to both of you in a moment. Let me finish up with Lee here. Lee, let me see if I see any messages. I don't. Thanks for your input. I appreciate it. Lee, so let me know. I do have this older gentleman. Very much appreciates you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The way that you handle things, and he says you, like you kind of sprinkle kindness and love, and wherever you go, love and kindness wherever you go. If I am Lee, I feel like I'm at a crossroads, and I'm not quite sure where I'm going. I saw Winston Churchill. I don't know why. Okay, I don't know why he's here, but he has a message for somebody. Don't know. Lee, I'm wondering, this could also be for anyone else, if Lee doesn't take this. I have a gentleman here that says he was a gambler and he bet on the horses. So think about that for a moment, Lee, and get back to me. Okay, thank you. All right, let me go to... I think I'm going over to Marsha Culver. Oh, Carol. I'm sorry. Let me go to Marsha. And then I'll go to Carol. Okay. Marsha is, whoops, kind of losing myself here. Okay. Let's see. We are going with Marsha. Let's see. Marsha. Lost a few friends. I don't know if this is a friend or like a teacher, a grandparent. This is an older lady who is knowledgeable in something that she, I think, feel like she taught you something. So you do so many. Marsha's show is on Monday evenings, correct? Correct me if I'm wrong. Enlightened Heights, Monday evenings, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard. Marsha does so many things. She makes wands, these beautiful wands with crystals and stones and stuff. She's a wonderful intuitive reader, medium. She has a great voice, and she also sings messages, like channels songs from wherever, and just beautiful. So please catch her show. She has most unusual style of reading, and she does a lot of things. She does a lot of shows, and she travels quite a bit. So catch up on her show. So I have this older lady, Marsha, who feels I feel like a grandmother kind of feeling, or a motherly feeling, but friendly. And I feel like you learned a craft from her or something from her. So she just wants to say hello. Something about cats, Siamese cats, don't know. She just wants to stop in and say hello. Loved ones. I have a young woman here, And I have a gentleman, a younger kind of guy, not older, younger kind of guy with an older guy. And he's like tumbling rocks, something about stones, gemstones, not gemstones, like agate, different kinds of stones for different reasons for healing or whatever, for luck, prosperity. Tumbling stones. Is that, you put them in a thing and it smooths them out. So I have that young guy and the older man behind him. And this older lady here, she's going to stand here. And I have a young woman who is a reader, and I feel very, with her, very card-oriented, very like tarot, very, very well-versed in tarot. Traveled. Maybe you traveled with her. She's talking about a bus. I'm being shown like a Greyhound bus. Maybe that's how she traveled to events. And I also feel the penmanship. She's talking about an author, authoring, being an author, wanted to be an author. So what is she doing on the other side? And I also get a chronic, something, a chronic illness with one of these people. And I think it's this young woman. I wonder if you would recognize her. Let me know. Because if you don't, I'll see if I can get more. Okay. Thank you, Marcia, for joining us tonight. And let's see. I also have to get to Carol. Carol, thank you so much. Carol. Funny little Valentine. My funny Valentine. You know, Carol, I think that's for you. From Dad, of course. Monday nights for Marcia's show. Great, thank you. Who's I doing, Carol? Lee says, thank you. Older gentleman could be my first father-in-law who took great care of me after my first husband, his son, his only son passed. Glad to hear he sees us. Oh, good. I'm glad you could take that. He has a lot of, sends a lot of love for you, a lot of caring for you. So, and he said, it's going to work out. Hi, Sheila Hand. How are you? Okay. I got a couple of people ahead of you, Sheila. Thank you for joining the show. I will get to you quickly. Okay. Let me see. I'm doing Carol. Carol, I think funny, my funny Valentine is for you. From Dad. He likes to do that. So that is for you. What's this he saying? He's kind of laughing to me. He says, it won't be long now. He says, I don't know what that means. It won't be long now. I think he's talking about a love interest. It won't be long now. Okay. You know, Carol, I'm getting some... Have I said this before? I feel like I'm seeing like Navajo blankets, like Native American Navajo blankets. You know the designs? Why would I be seeing that? Or some kind of material with that kind of, they look like rugs, maybe? So I'm wondering why I'm getting that. I don't know if you have a guide who's Native American or you have an interest in Native American. What's that about? And I do see Native Americans now. Didn't mention it. Drumming. Okay. So I don't know what that's about, but that's what I'm seeing. Trying to, you know, your father is, I usually get your parents, which is okay. And your grandparents, that's okay. There was a work colleague of yours, a woman. And I almost feel like she was a seamstress. I'm wondering if you had lost someone on the other side that was like a seamstress, is my impression, Carol. So it won't be long now. I kind of feel that the love that you were kind of searching for is not too far away. So I hope that is the case. Maybe because I sell plaid wool. No, this is like a Native American, like a rug. I don't know why I'm seeing that. Could be important. Okay. Let me get to a lot of love from the other side from your parents. Let me get to Robin. Hi, Robin. Thank you for watching us on Rumble, Marsha and Robin. Robin's Cosmic Soul Food. She's on Tuesday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard. Wonderful, intuitive. She does everything. She does letters from heaven, from your loved ones. She does charm readings. She does a lot of card readings. Very intuitive. She does mediumship. Great show, Tuesday evenings. She's got a lot of irons in the fire. Let me see. Carol says, thank you very much. Okay, so my first husband. What is she? Well, let me see. Your mother liked music so much. Robin, did she like country western? I wouldn't have thought that, but possibly. I'm asking for a song. Let's see what she says to me. You know what song she's giving me, Robin? High Hopes. Oh, Reverend Tiffany, of course. We're going to have plenty of time, I think. High Hopes. We've got high hopes. Is that jungle something? I see an elephant. Frank Sinatra sang that. Okay. Next time you're found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned, so look around. That's the first. There's a lot to be learned, so look around. Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? That's it. Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, but he's got high hopes. High hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky hopes. So anytime you're getting low, Robin, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oop, there goes another rubber tree plant. So that is a message from your mother. Hope that works for you, Robin. Love you. Thank you. Okay, where am I? Sheila Hand, message. Oh, that's right. Your mother passed, Sheila. Welcome to the show. Anyway, thank you so much. Didn't your mother pass? I think that was the last time I probably saw you in person. If I recall, she was a thin little thing before her passing. I think you used to bring her to church, right? And she arrived in a wheelchair. She had difficulty walking. So now the woman that I'm seeing on the other side who says she's your mother, Sheila, is kind of a little, I wouldn't say thin. I don't think she was ever really heavy, but I think she had a figure. She's going, I had a figure. I was a little bit more buxom. Okay. So I feel like she's a little bit more bountiful. A little bit more full-figured than she was when she passed. She also got military marching. So I don't know if this was part of her life. What is she saying to me? She's also showing me nurses back in the day. I think this is like when my sister Mickey first became a nurse. They wore the white hat and the white stockings. This is from the United States rather than England, where they wore like blue and black stocking. It's the white hat, and they had a blue cape. They would wear a blue cape. She's showing me a nurse in full white uniform with this blue cape. So I don't know who that is or what she's referring to, but she's showing me that. And she wants to let you know that on the other side, she's quite active. I have a feeling this lady is was a dancer in her youth. And she said, I get the impression. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe it's not mom. But I have this lady here who says she's mom, and I feel like she goes, I dance with all the boys. So she's quite, oh, good. Okay, I'm glad you got that. She says, I'm having a good time. And she threw away her wheelchair. She goes, I don't need anything anymore. I don't need a cane. I don't need those things. I don't need that. I don't need the chair. I don't need any of that. So she's kind of like boogie woogie here. And I dance with all the guys, she said. She hung out with a crew in high school, and I think some of it was family, but they kind of hung together. They felt like family. They either were family or cousins or friends, and there's like a group. And it was like Bobby Sock kind of shoes, those black and white shoes. That was popular at the time. And the radio, it's like kind of a jitterbug kind of feeling there. So she's doing very, very well. And Sheila says, yes. And she's laughing. She goes, yes, she could. And that's so great. She loved to dance. Well, she's on the other side, sends a lot of love your way. And I will tell her. And she says, yeah, I think you married after she had passed. So she said, he's one handsome man. She wants to tell you that. Okay. So there you go. Now, who did I miss? Oh, let me get to the lovely Reverend Tiffany from your mom. Oh, Sheila said her best friend, she really missed her. Oh, okay. Her best friend. Perfect. Okay. Her best friend, she really missed her. Okay. Good. I'm glad you could take that. What was I just doing? Oh, it went out of my brain. Reverend Tiffany. Somebody make gingerbread cookies, gingerbread men. I got that smell of gingerbread. Okay, and I'm being shown like these little decorated ginger men. Okay. She loved flowers. I think she loved, there's a beautiful flower here. Is she talking about like something wispy looking like freesia or like some kind of, it's an unusual flower. Maybe it's a wildflower. I don't know. It's unusual. Sort of looks like, what are those called? Those lilies. Calla lilies, sort of looks like that, but it's smaller, and I think it's yellow, so I'm not sure what flower that is. Beautiful flower, like kind of wispy, kind of blowing. Also, does she have a rock garden? Like, we had an area where the those roses were, where I grew up, those rambling roses. We had some rock formations in the backyard. As a matter of fact, where I grew up, there was, it's actually famous. It was this big boulder. The Balancing Rock, we called it. And we rented a house that was on the property at one time. The house we bought after we rented that house, that one had the rent. My sister still has this house, by the way. My sister, Pat. They had rock formations, and there was a rock garden there. My mother had never had a garden. Since she had left, she was born in Ossining, New York. After she left Ossining, she grew up in Yonkers, and got married and blah, blah, blah. She never had a garden again. So when we went to moved to North Salem, New York, she had a garden for the first time in many years. So she was happy about that. So why did I bring that up? That's what I'm seeing, Tiffany. It's a long way around here. Sorry. Your mother is bringing me to this property that feels like it has a rocky kind of rock formations here, kind of subtle, not huge, but subtle. And I have cinnamon rolls now. I have a gingerbread man. Why am I getting this? These are things that she did. And she's also talking about somebody who played the trumpet. Did a relative play the trumpet? Oh, okay, good. So Tiffany is telling me, yes, my mom used to make those when we were young, gingerbread men. My mom had a nice flower garden. I have the rock garden. Oh, nice. Nice. Oh, and Sheila is sharing as well, Easter lily. I used to pick them for her mother as a kid. She had 148 rose bushes, was a master gardener. Wow. Boy, I could use her advice. Thank you for telling us that, Sheila. Reverend Tiffany says that her mother used to make those gingerbread men. She had a beautiful flower garden. Great. Tiffany has the rock garden. What else does she have to say for you? And she wants to, she's remarking about your sons, your two boys, or she says, my men, my young men, she calls them. She says, I hope my young men are doing well. She said, I think they are doing very well. And you know, she's talking about Tiffany. FYI, Reverend Tiffany has a show, Sunday Evening Spiritual Insight Show. Really interesting, quite different. She's very knowledgeable on a lot of subjects. If there's anything galactic or anything, Pallades or anything you want to know, or about healing and sound healing, anything, Reverend Tiffany is the bomb. So please check out her show, Sunday evenings, 8 p.m. She is saying to me, your mother is saying, what is she just saying? Shouldn't have done that because now I lost track. Okay, come back here a minute. She's talking about somebody with a trumpet. I don't know who that is. Friend of hers or something. Somebody is playing the trumpet. I don't know who she's referring to. Your son, somebody in heaven. Don't know. But she showed me a trumpet. Thank you, Lee. I will try that. What else does she have to say? She's talking about your boys. She says, my young men. Very proud of those boys. And she's very well educated. I remember you talking about you had homeschooled your children, which was easier since your husband is in the service. I think it was maybe worked for you instead of moving all around and being more consistent, I think. I think she's trying to say that their education was more consistent. And I do feel there is further education for at least one of them, if not both, that maybe they did more education after that, after being homeschooled, maybe college or vo-tech or something, okay? And I also have a very musical feeling. I have this trumpet. I have piano music. So what is she trying to say to me? Oh, here's the thing. Here's the thing that I wanted to mention. She's talking about an estrangement. So, oh, it might be a military reference too. Okay, yes, it could very well be. So nice to hear from my mom. Since the men are more pushier in getting messages to me, we are all musical. Oh, okay, playing instruments. Let me think about the trumpet. Okay, there's also a piano here. Okay, so that could be. That could be. She's talking about, she wants to tell you there was some kind of estrangement, all right? I'm not sure exactly what she's speaking about. I assume she is referring to herself having an estrangement, but that is no longer the case. And she says that is part of heaven. So I wonder if you would recognize that, Tiffany, if you would recognize that from your mother. So, and she's very happy to be here. And you're right. She was escorted into the waiting room, I call it. But nobody is talking over her. This is her moment. So she's very happy to be here and to say happy Valentine's Day to you. Okay, let me see if I missed anything or anybody. Okay. We still have a couple of minutes. Is there, let me get back to that radio, Robert. That wasn't you. Somebody's dad or granddad had a radio in the garage that they would have on while they were working. Now, maybe they're working on cars. There could also be wood whittling here. If anybody recognizes that gentleman, let me know. And we will go there because I have a few minutes. Usually I don't, but tonight I do. Thank you. Carol says, always good to be here. Thank you. Let me see if we have any new comments. Oh, thank you, Ruth. Let's see. I didn't hear from Marcia. Did I answer her question? Oh, Robin says, I am wiretapping a stone and thinking about adding an elephant charm. I sang High Hopes a lot as a kid, and my mom played it on the piano. I just sang it to a friend. Wowee, thank you. Aw, thank you so much for that feedback, Robin. Oh, okay. Robin, will, Marcia will have to catch the replay. Tell her to message me if she can. Let me know. And Tiffany says, yes, she gets the estrangement part. Whoops, I just messed up. Tiffany, Reverend Tiffany says she gets the estrangement part. Thank you so much. You're welcome. So she just wanted to let you know that that has been rectified on the other side. So there we go. Great. So if there are no last minute requests, thank you, Lee. Try Wild Roses in Florida. Yeah, I'm trying this one. It's a crawl, it's a climber, and it's supposed to like take part shade, but it's not the, you know, the soil here. I probably did not. I just put cow manure around it. Let's see if that helps. But I really need to dig around it and put some fresh dirt in it and cut it back and see if that will help. Okay. Unless anybody's got some other hints they want to throw at me. Because if it's not going to start growing, it grows great leaves, but it's had one bloom on it the whole time. A lovely pink. Yeah. All right. So we are at 8:56. If nobody has anything further, we're going to end. Why not? Let's see. And nobody's taking the older gentleman with the radio in the garage. I have a feeling that's Carol's family. My Uncle Charlie and Robert's not sure about the person with radio. And don't forget your mom came in, George. Don't forget. We got Angie. Bipartisan. Angie, there may be a choice of more than one, but I like that gentleman for you. That ginger hair, red haired guy. Let's see if I have any more messages. Oh, Tiffany, do you want to take off Divine Intuitive Tarot? People scamming my show tonight. So if you could take her off, I would appreciate that before we close. Thank you so much. Thank you. Marcia's internet is cutting in and out, so she'll have to watch the replay. Okay. So I think that's it. I hope you have a wonderful week and a very joyous, happy Valentine's Day to all of you. Your loved ones send a lot of love to you and remembrance. Have a great week. See you next time. Good night now.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.